This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Z doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is a multi-talented artist who is going to share with the world his autobiography later this year. Please welcome my man, Navel. How you doing?
How's it going, man?
It's going well. You're busy, though, because you got a lot going on right now.
I'm trying, just working hard to keep me scattered.
The fact that your stage name is Navel means one thing to me. You got something to say. But with so many artists singing and rapping about the same topics right now in this industry, what will your music offer so that all of the listeners out there are going to want to turn your pages?
Well, I honestly think it's a lacking in lyrics. And I don't know, people are not being as creative as they used to, you know, back in the day with the 70s era and all that. So I think if you listen to the album now, it's basically the story of my life and what I've been through. Mm-hmm. But so the concept's a little more creative, taking it back to concepts and themes of an album. You know, I think we're missing that in today's music.
I couldn't agree more. You're born in L.A., you grew up in Philly, you eventually bounced around to several different cities across the U.S. Let's say you had led a grounded life, we're talking one home in one city your entire life, until you became an adult. Do you think then you'd still have as much to say as you do right now?
I probably figure out some way, because it's in my blood. So
okay.
My mother did music, my father did music, my grandfather did music. So I'll figure out something to talk about. Or maybe my name wouldn't be Navel, it'd be something else.
Being that everybody in your family did music, was there ever even the inkling that you'd go into any industry but music?
No, not really. It's always been music. I did want to be an artist and a basketball player, but you know, I couldn't shoot. I could drive in all the time. That's about it. So,
well, lucky for you, your jump shot didn't fall. You're going to be a success in the music business. That works out well, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Thank you, though.
You're welcome. Music that tells a story, unfortunately, as you and I both know, seems like it has a hard time finding its way to the radio these days. Can you change that trend? And if so, how are you going
to
do it?
I wouldn't know how to change the trend. I would just say, basically, just write good music. Do my best to write good music. And, you know, people will speak. Once they hear it, you know, word of mouth is the strongest thing, especially mm-hmm. with the internet, too, right now. So I wouldn't know how to get it out there. I just do my best to write a good song. And if it gets out there and people hear it and more people gravitate to it, then
sure,
that's how it spreads.
And trust the people around you. You are signed to a joint deal, Capitol Records and Dallas Austin's Rowdy Records.
That's right.
To this point, Navel, do you think that you have found out how to market yourself along with your companies in a fashion that's going to best capitalize on your unique talents? Because you're diverse. Not many artists can do what you can do.
Thank you. Appreciate that. No, yeah, I think this time I'm at a home. I feel good. You know, being here with Rowdy, being here with Dallas, Capitol's good to me. Dave Gates, my management, they're good to me. He's good to me. So I feel comfortable now, real comfortable than I was before from being on all the other labels, you know, Rockus and MCA, Interscope, switching back and forth. I think right now I'm real comfortable.
Let's talk about the debut album, The Autobiography, set to be released later this year, hopefully October. According to your bio, the album is going to, quote, let the world know who you are. Are we talking 100% full disclosure or a reserve/abbreviated version of this Navel?
Just two chapters.
Just two.
Every other album is a chapter is going to continue. So this is just a few chapters of my life.
Okay. Divulge for everybody, because obviously they don't have a copy of the CD with them, what we're going to be able to hear.
I got a song. Okay. We got features. Ben Fold, who's a really incredible artist, on a song called I Am with Talib Kweli, Spree Wilson. I got duet with Chrisette Michelle. That's really incredible. Most of the album's produced by me. We have other producers like Green Ladder and Dallas Austin, No ID, Robin Thicke, forgot about that.
Okay.
So it's an interesting album. It's going to be a difference for everybody, you know, all different spectrums.
Well, different is good. First time I heard your music, first comparison I made was Lauryn Hill. She sang and she rapped, both equally good. I want to know from you, though, do you consider yourself more of a singer who can rap, a rapper who can sing, or just one well-rounded artist?
One well-rounded.
Okay.
But I would say that hip-hop is a lot closer to me, you know
okay.
what I'm saying? I just think it takes a little more creativity sometimes. But the album's not going to have too much on hip-hop on it. It's a blend of everything. Appreciate that compliment. That's like my favorite artist.
I know it. I read on your MySpace page that she is one of your favorite artists. I also read that you had the opportunity to work with Ms. Hill on a record. What was that like?
We did actually sit in a room together. So you know how it is now. You just send Pro Tools file back and forth. But it was a record I did on Josh Stone's album.
Okay.
And Josh was sending it to her. I was emailing her. And she liked it, and she jumped on it right away. So that was just like a privilege for me. That was like an honor. It was funny because we sent like a few bars for her to rhyme over, and she sent like 32 bars, 24 bars. I was like, that's Lauryn Hill. So yes. Like, it was an honor. So,
well, let's say that you two did have the chance to work together. Maybe let's say hypothetically on an entire album in the studio together, not via Pro Tools and email. What would that mean to you, not only as a fan, but also as an artist and a peer in the industry?
Man, that would mean a lot to me. Very inspirational. You know what I'm saying? Her, Prince, as well as a few others, you know what I'm saying? But with her, that'd be, I wouldn't know. It'd be overwhelming. It'd be no worries. I'd just be ready to work.
Well, you'd have to come up with some conversation, or otherwise that might be an awkward studio session.
It probably would be. It'd just be me sitting at the piano not saying nothing.
Through music, wouldn't necessarily have to say anything because music speaks for itself, but I'm sure that would probably move things along.
That's probably why I can't meet any females besides in the studio.
Well, you know what? A studio's a good place, though, because, you know, it's soundproofed and you get to just lock the door and take it from there.
I'm very bad socially, except when I'm in the studio, so it's awkward sometimes.
Well, I've had a pretty bad streak of dating the past few months. Maybe I'm just taking girls to the wrong places. I need to find a recording studio. Maybe I'll have some success.
Well, you could always come up here to Rowdy.
I would definitely make it down to Atlanta if the girl's willing to pay for the flight. Otherwise, you know, no guarantees. I don't know about
that. That's all right.
Novel, you have a song on the upcoming album. It's titled I Am, and on it you rap, I am whatever I want to be as long as I am heard. If music, let's say, had not worked out, or you'd given up on it sometime during the course of trying to bounce from one label to another in hopes of finding a permanent home, could you see yourself doing anything but music and being happy?
No, not really, except spending time with my kids. That's about it. My kids, music, and my family. I've been that way before, but I didn't give up on music. I gave up on the business at one point. I got really frustrated. But I never gave up on music itself. I'm gonna keep doing that, you know. I could do that whether I make money or not. I'm gonna continue to do it. I'd just be working at, you know, McDonald's or something, making demos and taking care of my kids.
So it's for the love of the music, not for the paper chase.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Well, you are a rare gem in this industry. Not many would probably agree with you, but that's what I like about your music, and I wish you the best of luck. Why don't you go ahead and give everybody a website or MySpace page so they can find out more about you and, of course, your upcoming LP.
Okay, you can go to www.myspace.com/novelmyspace, and you can check it out on there and listen to some music. Also, www.com, novel is the one. That's another website. And go out there and check it out and, you know, hit me up. I do personally read the MySpaces myself. I do answer back as best as I can. Go on there and hit it up.
Well, I thank you for taking the time to join me inside the DJ booth. And as I said before, the best of luck in this musical endeavor here in 2008.
Thank you. DJ Z in the house, baby.